Hello and welcome in to the SoRare Data Game Week 465 preview. I am Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdino on SoRare, joined once again by Harry Trades to talk about this weekend and how great it's going to be. Harry, I made all of my lineups already for this weekend. And not that I forgot or ignored that there were matches this game week, this midweek, that I needed players for to be healthy for the weekend. And I've already lost one big one. Which somebody, who is it in chat, who got me? Arthur. Araki already off. That's Sanfrecce's Araki. And so it's already going downhill. That's what I get for doing your lineups early.
I know. I was going to say that is, I mean, yeah, it's preparation. But then I was just thinking when you said that as well, there's two things now that can go wrong in that players can get injured from the midweek and affect the weekend. And also, you can drop divisions for the weekend. So it's like, it could be a double whammy. Well, it can be double whammy.
Yeah, for sure can. It's a bit of a mess. I will say for how long it took me to do lineups last week, I'm just like, I have to do them ahead of time. And obviously doing them yesterday, like the game week opened yesterday, it's aggressive. I get it. Mm-hmm. But I think we're going to have to start making lineups earlier than ever. And so, yeah, I went in. Anyway, thank you everybody for coming in. Toby, let's go. Excited for this weekend. After the past weekend's disaster, I feel you. It's time for Fitz and JPH to shine. Thank you to Toby for the JPH deal we did yesterday. Tuggy here to get hope for the weekend after the current pain. Tuggy woke up and was watching the Sanfrecce match at 3:00 in the morning. And then we don't have to talk about it. and then Martin, what rotation in teams today? Yeah. Who knows? SR Monkey, what's up? Afternoon, gents. Think I'll give myself more time entering lineups this weekend. We just need more time. Simple as that. So let's start early. Nemesis afternoon. Jamie's wondering if you've gotten your Spurs Brennan yet.
I don't know. That's a good shout, actually, Jamie. No, I'll be honest. It's been long overdue me not having an in-season Brennan with the amount of decisives he's getting. And I'm like forced to not kind of play him in my in-season lineups, which is really annoying. But I'm just checking now. Yeah, his price is on the rise, baby. He's back.
he's back. He is back.
It's crazy, though, Led. He doesn't score above 71. Yeah, he just scored. his graph is so weird. Like, if you look on
Sarah's or
he literally is. Yeah,
he's basically the Welsh Erling Haaland. No, is Erling Haaland the Norwegian Brennan?
Right. Yeah, that's more.
Yeah. Like it. Ricky, Mike, what's up? Alex, hello. Agent Cooper, please tell me you made use of Paulo Diaz's 98 in one of your lines. Yes, I did. Tom, what's up? Mike said the Iraqi injury was my fault. He wasn't ready for the level up. Yeah, so I leveled him up yesterday using one of my level ups, and then, yeah, wasn't ready. Red or Dead and Bobby, thanks guys for coming in. Let's jump in. We'll start with All-Star just to give us a quick thing. PSG, Dynamo Zagreb, Zenit, Twente, and Leicester. I don't think I would have ever had any of those except, I guess, PSG. But that's a wild top five for All-Star this week.
It's quite the mix, isn't it? For sure. Like, yeah, Leicester in some off-the-field trouble. So they really need to get promoted, I'm hearing, from what I'm seeing on socials and in the news and stuff. But, yeah, what a weird five that is.
Yeah.
All at home. I mean, Dynamo are going to need to win big time. The only thing, the weird thing this weekend is obviously we do have Champions League and stuff midweek, right? Or next midweek.
Next week, yeah.
So a lot of this weekend, you know, are they, like a PSG, for example, are they going to play the team that, like this weekend, are they going to play midweek, you know, in preparation for that? Or is it going to be the opposite in that they rest because it is on paper, you know, an easier game? I don't know. Yeah, there's a few things to iron out there in that top 10, actually, because you've got like City in there as well. I'm not sure if Bayern play in the Champions League this next midweek or is it the weekend after? I don't know if everyone plays. I really don't know. I know Real Madrid City play, I'm sure. I could be wrong, though. Yeah, we need to look at the schedule probably, don't we?
It's all next week.
Right.
That's everyone left.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So that's, I mean, that plays into it, but
sure.
The best one. Sure. So out of, you've got PSG there, Bayern and City. I don't know. It's a weird one. I wouldn't like to pick that City team because they play tomorrow, tonight? One of the two. Villa.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, no, very, very weird top five. Really strange.
Thank you. Let's see. Aaron, Simo, and Genesis came in. Genesis, Mr. PSG, saying the rotation is going to be a disaster to guess, which
I thought so.
And then Pico players adding that Dinamo Zagreb have a semifinal cup match today. That's Wednesday. Okay. And so who knows how they'll go in the go this weekend. And then let's see. Genesis Cup semifinal tonight in Barca midweek next week. Yeah, that's PSG. Oh, is PSG playing a cup semifinal tonight?
Oh, they might be, yeah. They very well could be.
Oh,
yeah, it's Ren.
Oh, against the mighty Ren. Let's go.
Come on. Come on.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Bobby said, I can see Bayern get their frustrations out with a 7-0 win. They do seem to every so often pop up like, hey, don't forget about us.
Yeah, we're still around. We're still around.
Yeah, we'll see. Billy Adams, first time on live. Hey, welcome, Billy. Damn night shift. Hope Dynamo don't rest everyone with the cup semifinal. Yeah, we'll see. Halogen, this is exactly, I had a conversation with somebody about just this yesterday. Said, you would think being in the Champions League would be great, but it's actually such a ball ache. It's always a difficult matchup, and it ruins the weekend, meaning for rotation. This part of the season is really, it's awful. Because like the game, you don't get the lopsided games that we're used to in, you know, September and October. And yeah, and then there's the rotation over the weekend. So Agent Cooper says, Villa will do the double over Man City tonight.
How about maybe, that? Maybe.
Douglas Masterclass. They'll need it. They'll need it. Wasn't he supposed to go to Man City?
Yeah, there was. I was going to say that. Was, right? I'm sure there was rumors about that. Yeah.
Yeah. But don't worry. They had a. Why am I blanking on his name now? The dude who went to West Ham, Calvin Phillips.
Oh, of course, yeah, the savior,
professional trainer. Anyway, let's check out contenders for this weekend. Everybody's favorite competition: Zagreb, Zenit, Austria Vienna. I don't think we have Sporting Cristal cards, do we? I don't remember them being on the list of Peruvian teams that we've licensed. No. And Osijek. Oh, is that against Rudez? Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So somebody pointed out, because this is a tricky one, because obviously Zenit are not licensed, so we don't have any new cards. But it does still seem like there are so many cards out there from Zenit. So there's that. Austria Van are still just blasting everyone in the relegation bracket or whatever they call it. So yeah, and then let's hope for River Plate.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that Zenit situation, in that you'll hardly see many Zenit cards in the in-season contenders compared to Classic, yeah. Of course. Like, you can only have one, and I'm, you know, there definitely will be some in there. There's going to be a few Captain Douglas Luizes in there, and maybe some Wendels, for sure. But
Douglas Santos, right?
Yeah, Douglas Santos. Sorry, yeah. But you're like limiting the amount that those teams can smash. Like, you just know there ain't any Zenit stacks in contender
right.
in season. It's impossible.
Yep.
Virtually impossible. So yeah, that could be an interesting one. Like, you can kind of, if you have one of those good Zenit cards, you can kind of like wipe that out of your thinking. Obviously other people can have them, but at worst, you're just matching them. You can't like really lose to them. Obviously XP and, you know, personnel, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, So I have Wendell and Douglas Santos, and the idea of splitting them so that one is in the end season just never crosses my mind.
Yeah.
Never.
Mm.
Although it. Alex, very simply, Zenit or ass.
Okay.
I don't care about Zenit as long as Douglas
Santos. I was going to say, yeah.
Banging 97s and Wendell's up there. So. Agent Cooper said, predicting River lineups is the hardest job in Sorare right now. Can never seem to get the right five together. Serfila was right to leave Barco out this midweek. I also left Barco out this midweek. It's actually quite easy. Quite easy. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that was kind of known, wasn't it, before deadline, maybe, that he might not play situation.
Yeah. And, yep. But we'll see. Harry, you going to use your new Ruben Diaz this weekend?
I'd love to, yeah, 100%. I was really in need of an in-season Premier League defender, with mine being rubbish / not fit for the majority of my selection. So yeah, having him, yeah, really helps. I think, yeah, away to Palace. I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, you just don't know the Dia rotations. I know you and Keith always talk about him in particular, but them in, you know, as a team, you just don't know when like there's going to be that random rotation, you know?
Yeah. Aren't Ake and someone else hurt though?
Good point. Yeah. Didn't Ake go off injured last game? Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah. Pretty early. So,
like, I thought it was pretty obvious now for Diaz, maybe, only because of injuries, not because of anything else. But
right. And I think Walker, Walker's out, but Pep have basically said he's got the craziest genetics he's ever seen in a footballer. And he just said, Kyle's Kyle, and he could just be back.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. He's wild, but yeah.
Let's see what else we got. Brann at the top for Norway, Budo right behind, JPH masterclass, hoping for Evjen. Wait a minute, how did we pronounce that? Håkon Evjen, something like that. Håkon Evjen. Anyway, played 45 this game or this weekend. I'm ready for 90. Hopefully he is too. Auxerre and Saint-Étienne, they're pretty high up. That's actually a decent number that are at least above 60%.
Yeah, a lot more than last week, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Kilmarnock at home to Ross County could be a weirdly good one as well. Which, just because Ross County is so bad.
Right, I suppose that's the case. Yeah. So let's see. I'm trying to... there's MMD, another masterclass. Salzburg, is that Rapid Vienna? Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, Led. Daniele Verde this weekend. He's playing against bottom of the league, I believe. 20th, aren't they? Yeah.
Lecco. He's been good.
Oh, Lecco. Yeah. Yeah, he's got... If you can get a decisive, you are literally laughing with him. But the AA is in the realm of what you want your forwards to be in. If you can help it. But they're struggling.
59 conceded.
Wow, okay. Yeah, that's my captain for this weekend.
Yeah, that's what we like to see, for sure. Looks like another Petroli clean sheet. I don't see any other way that one ends. I'm trying to just scroll down to see anybody who is normally near the top. Club America has traveling back from that, from Boston. They were in Foxborough last night, which we've done that. Which game were we trying to track?
Yeah,
well, Monterey. When was that? I think it was Monterey. I don't even remember which player we were talking
about. No. It was Cincy. It was Cincinnati going away to Monterey, wasn't it?
That's exactly.
And then they played New England. Yeah. Sunday.
Yep. What did Lucho do that day?
Did he
play both?
No, he came off the bench and got like 80 points, and I didn't play him. Two decisives, yeah.
Come on.
I know. Yeah, that one. 75, sorry. Yeah.
Anyway. Osipenko 100. He's at Rostov, right?
Yeah, they smashed Dynamo last weekend. 4-0 or something. A 4-1. Ooh. They battered them.
He didn't even have that great of a game.
No.
Where are the goals? Oh. 2-3 Oh, they scored every goal. That's fair. Okay, let's see. Tigres, who played in Columbus yesterday, home against Pachuca. There's Racing. It is so weird to see like Racing and then Paris FC.
It's taken a while to get used to, isn't it? That stuff. Really weird.
There's something about the second division Europe clubs that I just like completely forget that they're in contenders until I see them above me and I'm like, oh, right.
There they are. Yeah.
Well, this is a good one. Rijka against the.
Split a decent mind, but I do think they're injury ridden right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think Lavagia maybe is out for a few weeks and they've got some big misses, I think, actually. And I just got a notification that Lokomotiv Zagreb, are playing Rijka in 45 minutes.
Ooh. That's right. Yeah.
And Kavlina is back, if anyone is worried/not worried. He's starting. So
he's starting. All right. Simo said Rodez will smash this weekend. I can feel it. Who do they have? They have a... I'm not even going to try that one. But there they are. All right. I see you, Simo. Oh.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And it's... the weekend of the Sorrow Sevens.
Is that this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No wonder Simo's doing all the teams. That's right.
Is there any live streams for that, Simo, that me and Laird can co-commentate over, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll do that for the next one. As a reminder for anyone who is even thinking about going to Sorrow Sevens, as if you can easily make it to Scotland by this weekend. But Sorrow Data will be scoring the final, which will be recorded. And yeah, so get there if you want to. You want to be scored SO5. Agent Cooper said, speaking of Tigres, even though he said Tigers, has there been a bigger SO5 drop-off than Fernando Gorriarán? As somebody with his super rare, I can tell you exactly the day that he became dust. Anyway. I don't think anything else is popping out at me here.
Not really, no.
Just another classic. Oh, Moscow Derby. Just another classic weekend in contenders.
It'll be my luck, Laird, that Leszczuk gets dropped this weekend. I can guarantee it. Because they won in the cup midweek. Balbuena actually scored the winner, which was fun. But Shunin played in goal, which maybe I think he had cup games anyway. But they won 2-1. Yeah. And I've just got a weird feeling. And they lost 4-1 this weekend to Rostov. It's like at home. So,
All right. We'll see. Challengers. I tried to get challengers, but I'm still seeing contenders here. Let's. Did I refresh it? Here we go. Challengers. All right. Twente, Leicester, Porto, PSV, Braga's not licensed. Neither are Brøndby, but I'll take them. And then Feyenoord, Ajax. Ooh. Man, they are like heavily favored.
I swear Leicester were in contenders as well. As in, we didn't see them on there, did we? Definitely. I'm so confused.
They were on All-Star.
They were on All-Star, were they? Okay, yeah. Jesus. That freaked me out then. I don't know. I was just like, hang on a minute. Are they? How can they be in both?
No, you're good. Agent Cooper said, I'd rather have a Somerville Limited than a Gorriarán Super. Not wrong. Oh.
I mean. Suzuki season. Yeah. Okay. If he starts, don't say that, Tobias.
Oh.
Come on.
Air Press, what's up? This is the match. If you're in the top half of the Danish Super League table, this is the matchup you want.
Mm-hmm.
So
100%.
Yeah. Big Brøndby. We got El Tráfico, LAFC hosting Galaxy.
Okay. That'll be fun.
Seattle against Montreal. Not bad. Let's see. Go Ahead Eagles. The number of people who won competitions with Go Ahead Eagles stacks last week. Bravo to all of you. Let's do it again. How about that? Home against Almere City.
I think they scored pretty... Was it yesterday? I think Go Ahead played yesterday as well and scored pretty well in some areas. Oh, no, they couldn't have... No, that wasn't... That was this weekend, wasn't it? Maybe I've got that wrong. Who was it? Somebody got injured yesterday and I was just like... It was Sparta.
Mm.
Like, everyone was smashing and I think their striker went off injured before the smash, if that makes sense. So, like...
Ugly season?
Yeah. Whose season, sorry? Oh, I mean, did he come on for the...
No.
No, he didn't. But, I mean, it might be. Even though the other two wingers scored goals, I don't know if...
That's not helping him, yeah. Well, false nine, maybe?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, okay. Okay. Wicked fixtures, by the way, Led.
I know.
Jesus. Oh, my days.
Is there a better team than Go Ahead Eagles? It's between them and the strongest. Isn't there a always ready? Isn't that one of them?
Yeah. In South America or something.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe Midtjylland will be good this weekend. I hope so, because they were not good last weekend. Very much not good. Let's see. Southampton playing away to Blackburn.
Yeah, I don't like that. Well, I never like, you know what I'm like with Bazunu, but
Blackburn, I was gonna say, is it still Bazunu season?
No, it's firmly not. I think he's got the worst like XG concede, hasn't he, by miles, like 10 goals or something. But Have you seen what Sam has said in the chat?
They're like, never going to change. But my favorite about that tweet was that it was like, statistics now show he's the worst goalkeeper. And it's like they took one stat and they were like, he's the worst.
No, but Sam was defending him and the team in that, like, basically they just concede loads of long shots.
Yeah.
Which is just like, and they go in. And sometimes you can't really do too much about that. Well, most of the time it's pretty hard. Well, I mean, come on.
If there's one player who should be able to do something on the long shot, it's the
guy who keeper, right? Hands. Right. But what I'm saying is sometimes it's not possible. You saw that yesterday with Leonard. You should have seen.
Sometimes it's just a banger.
You just can't do much about it. Like, there's things in this body's in the way, and it's just tough. It's tough.
Sounds like somebody with a Bazunu card. Anyway.
Yeah, maybe.
Bruges Anderlecht. Surely Yari sits again. Actually.
Of course. Go on.
Yari 85. Because, like, no way we play him away to Bruges.
Oh, no chance. Now, Yari's dust, I think, all year. 100%, he's done. There hasn't been any updates or anything.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Toby said, pretty sure Bazuno is just not very good. And Agent Cooper says, but you have great utility.
Well, yeah. International, I mean.
There we go.
Come on.
Let's see. Leeds away to Coventry. Here's another big one. Sporting Benfica.
They played last night as well against each other. Yeah, I think it was 2-2. I think it was Benfica at home. Yeah. So Sporting won on aggregate.
Get it.
Okay.
Of course, Coates plays this one.
Yeah.
When is Adan back?
Never.
Somebody. Halogen said, Nellis posted a box opening with a blurred out Mbappe rare, a yellow arrow, and a reaction shot on the thumbnail. We're becoming FIFA.
We've always been FIFA.
Yeah, exactly. Rui, look at that great news. A little contract renewal for Sebastian Coates. Rui, what's up with Don? Speaking of contract renewals, I need. Let's see. Agent Cooper said, how Kelleher isn't ahead of Bazunu as Ireland number one is beyond me.
Yeah, fair enough. That might change now that Kelleher's had a nice little stint at Liverpool.
We'll see. Let's see. What else we got? Minnesota United. Somebody was home against RSL. Somebody was commenting about Emmanuel Reynoso still needing his green card. Yes, hopefully that's coming soon.
Have you seen, though, they're doing that because he wouldn't take up an international spot, basically?
Is that what it
is? That's what I've seen, yeah. Like when he comes back, he's not taking one
up. He's not international? Okay. Yeah. Manuel Reynoso for USMNT?
Let's do it.
Rui, no, I know Don's injured. I'm just trying to find out when he's back. That's right. I forgot about the auto renewal. Did you hear that rumor?
No.
So... just that. If he plays two more games, he automatically gets another year.
I did. Yeah.
And so they were like, maybe you're hurt.
Yeah, maybe you're hurt.
Maybe. That's right, Fripp. Reynoso. season. I like that one. Anyway, New England, quick turnaround, although they stay at home with hosting Charlotte FC this weekend. Cincinnati, home against the Red Bulls. Forsberg versus Lucho. Who you got?
Both.
Yeah.
Both, baby.
Now we get to my section of the odds chart in the low 40% win range here. Midtjylland, Copenhagen, Heerenveen, all the guys.
Hull City, Rio Ave. Yeah. All the boys.
Just where I want them. Let's see. Oh, we got a few more. There's Rami season. Mantle. Let's see. Nashville home against Philly. That's not bad. And then, any big ones down here? Genk away to Antwerp. That's not great.
No, that's not great.
Cardiff that low, home against Hull, huh?
Hull are good. And we're bad.
Thank you for the analysis, Harry.
I mean, if you want me to put it that simple, I mean, it can be just that easy.
Ramey against Lingby, who conceded 6 at the weekend.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. 6 more, please. All right. Champions. PSG, Bayern, Man City, Chelsea, Tottenham. Stars will be stars. Except we all know they might be rotating and whatnot. We know Spurs won't be rotating because they don't need to. So what do we got? That's Clermont, Bayern against Heidenheim, Man City away to Palace, Chelsea away to Sheffield United, and Tottenham home against Nottingham Forest. AC Milan, get in there against Lecce.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the ways for the top four. Chelsea play tomorrow.
Tottenham already played, right? They played yesterday.
Tottenham played yesterday, yeah, away to West Ham. Brennan against his old club, Nottingham Forest. So,
love me a revenge game.
I mean, they always seem to pop up.
But really, KB's allowing us to not bury the lead. It's a Miri season.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's really nice. Not that I forgot about him, but yeah, mine's haven't had a good fixture for a while. I remember looking at him as a player and being like, okay, they're going through a tough patch, you know, as far as fixtures go. And so now it looks like they're in that final stretch of really nice games. So
was he a new face, a recent new face? Does he have cards now? Oh, he does. All right.
That's fun.
He's been great for them.
He really has, hasn't he?
Obviously, the last two, a little tough. This Bochum was disappointing, but Leipzig, you can 92 in an 8-1 loss. Like, how do you get 32 AA and lose 16 points from goals conceded against Bayern Munich?
That is good going. Wow, look at that. 5 attempted assists. 1 BCC. Yeah, that's really impressive. Really impressive. Fair play. Are they going to go down though, Laird? I feel like they are.
I think they were very close. Ooh. Oh, 6 back.
Ooh, that's tough. But they do have a nice run in right now. So
doable. Yeah, absolutely.
Smash Darmstadt on the weekend.
Where are they?
Okay.
Yeah, Darmstadt, Hoffenheim, Freiburg. Like they play. Yeah. No more Leverkusen, no more Bayern.
Mm-hmm. No, it's doable.
It's doable. It's doable. Let's see. We got both Milan clubs up top. Oh, Romain Del Castillo season, maybe? Home against Brest, home against Metz. Oh, man. You know what? The only thing I think about here, Leverkusen away to Union Berlin, is...
Jobe Vitesse.
Is it Rana 100?
Is it Rana 100? It is that type of fixture, 100%. Mm-hmm. His range is literally 100 to 0.
Yes.
And I don't know where I put my money. I really don't. Wow, look at that. Away to Frankfurt, 85.
Oh, we took the Leipzig game off. Let's see. Bayern, like 77 against Bayern. Away to Bayern?
That's insane.
Those are the kind of games I was thinking of. 58 at home against Real Madrid.
Wow. It does feel like Leverkusen have been leaving goals late as far as like scoring.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be one of those teasers maybe where he's on like a cleany and 40 AA and you're like, you're on 100 here, mate. And you could be riding off into the sunset and then... Vert scores 2 in like the 95th and you're like, okay, we're on 65. Yeah. That's fine. We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. All right, let's see here. Everton Burnley, we got a Dwight McNeil revenge game.
Nice. And Tarkovsky. And is there anyone else that plays for Everton that used to play for Burnley?
Probably.
Maybe, probably.
Surely.
Nah, I don't think. Oh, no, I was going to say there's any strikers, but there's.
Didn't
no, there's not. Well, there might be actually. Michael Keane? No, Michael Keane didn't play for Burnley.
Ashley Young never
played. Keane, yeah, Burnley. He did. What a shout. I didn't even look at the chat there, so I'm taking that one.
Yeah. I think that might be
Could be it, couldn't it? This is going to be a boring game. Everton Burnley. Oh my God. I'd rather watch paint dry. I'm sorry, but
it's going to be a 30 AA game from Dwight McNeil, who takes zero shots. You're just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Gator guy out of nowhere was like, who's this player? Champion Europe. And he sent me the scores. And I'm like, it's Dwight McNeil. Everybody knows that's Dwight McNeil.
Yeah, we know this. Like, we've been knowing this. That's funny. What a man.
Anyway, let's see. What else we got? Liverpool Man United this weekend.
That's huge. That's real, real big for them.
That's Liverpool, like, firmly favored at Old Trafford.
I know. I was in the lineup builder thinking, like, I'm not worried about playing my Liverpool players here. Not that I really should be anywhere, but like away to United, normally that would be like, okay, 50-50 maybe. But I mean,
I think you're more worried just that they're away, not that they're away to Man
Literally.
United.
Literally. Yeah, yeah. Just the fact they're away, 100%. Yeah. And Tobias
Arsenal there, away United to Brighton. Have... And then Villa at home against Brentford.
Yeah.
Why am maybe. I having Villa cards?
Did you have any Villa cards? You had a McGinn, didn't you, at one point, and sold him?
I won it. Sold it, and then his price graph, or his scores and price graph.
Rocketed.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Martinez is hurt again, and Lindelof.
Saw that, yeah. So. Okay, so they're exploitable.
Yeah. Monaco, decent matchup at home against Rennes, who played, obviously, yesterday in the Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Juve, Napoli... There's Roma. Nothing too crazy. Bournemouth away to Luton.
Yeah. The dynamic for me is always, you know, where do the Prem cards go, realistically? Yeah. You know, where do the best Prem cards go in relation to, yeah, champions? Because you have that option, obviously, of going elsewhere. That was a contemplation this midweek, I thought. Even for myself, like, do I go? Because I'm not in Division 1 in either of those two comps. So I'm like, right. Do I play Division 2 in Prem? Or do I play it in Champion? Because it's a lot softer over there, but the prizes are worse. So, you know, there's definitely that. I mean, it was easier midweek because you're in Champion. It was just only Prem teams, apart from Valencia. So it's like, yeah. But on weekends, there's definitely... I don't know. There's definitely merit in playing the best Prem cards, I think, in Prem tournaments and not having to worry about those lopsided champion, you know, fixtures outside of the Prem.
Simo said he just listened to Klopp's presser. Rabo is back. That's crazy.
That is.
Like, I remember when he first got hurt, people were like, oh, his season's over.
Yeah, it was for Scotland, wasn't it? Yeah. Simo, Jung being back, is that just like he's fit? Because I hope that doesn't mean he starts from somebody that played maybe a competitor of his.
I actually have a follow-up also, Simo. How did you listen to the Klopp presser? Harry, I don't know why I have this thought in my head, mm-hmm. but I'm picturing Simo literally listening to it on the radio.
Maybe
not even in a car, like just sitting at his desk at work with a radio listening to the Jurgen Klopp press conference. Just, I don't know why I think that. But.
Oh, I can see it. I can see it.
We'll see. Twitter Live. Ooh. Wow. That just, let's pretend it was the radio.
Yeah.
At my desk at work. All right. That's a little better, but I'm just picturing the transistor radio. Probably had to pull the antenna out. Anyway.
Wind it up.
Anyway. Yeah. So what did we say? Who were the other, the non-prem ones for champions? Oh, right. So PSG is obviously the huge one. So PSG and Bayern. Yeah. I don't, if you're trying to win, do you go into champions if you have, I don't know.
Cause City is away. Chelsea's away. City have Champions League.
Yeah.
Play tonight or whenever tomorrow. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of fixture congestion this is why lineup building takes, it's a full-time job right now.
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
It really is. Like, I don't.
that's actually not so Simo, for those listening, said, I don't work in a World War II trench. To be honest, I pictured it as like a super expensive, like vintage radio, like maybe one that had been restored and like a nice piece of like almost art, this radio, where he listens to his Liverpool press conferences. Anyway, let's not overlook Inter Milan away to Udinese, who are terrible.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
I mean, Inter just smashes anyway. Yeah. It's another one where you'll never see them in new season comps, though.
True. That's a really good point. Yeah. I didn't even think, until we mentioned the Zenit thing, I really didn't think about that. Not that that should be at the forefront of your mind, but if that fixture is the highest or one of the higher ones in the champion region, you know, that probably does have to come into it.
Don't need to worry about it. Yeah. Mm. And they're probably one of the, like, did we get new Atalanta cards? Not that they...
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah.
This Karnaseki guy is new. Okay.
Yeah.
But like, you know, we obviously don't have like all of, like Juve, we don't have new cards for. Montpellier, we've never had them. So like, there are some, but Inter's like the one I feel like has been at the top of this list for so many times. And then all of a sudden, nothing.
Right.
Let's check out pick scores. Actually, hold on. Who do you think is the top play in the Prem this weekend?
Oh, this weekend. City.
I'll even give you the list here of the top teams.
Yeah. I'm going to say Son.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Son or Cole Palmer.
Ooh. Yeah,
Sheffield United away, surely.
Imagine telling someone they shouldn't buy a Cole Palmer. All right, suspense. We'll go to Prem. Madison. Okay. Was my only other consideration, but I feel like he's never ahead of Son.
Yeah, I mean, he got brought up early yesterday as well.
This is the reason that it looks like Nottingham Forest just give up loads of points to Cams.
Interesting.
But there's your boy Cole Palmer there.
Yeah, I expected that. Son, there he is. Romero, AAA, interesting. It looks like Saka's going to be fit for this midweek, actually.
Wow.
Which was a bit touch and go, I think. He's been training and whatever, so. Okay.
Calvin Phillips. let's see here. I don't think O'Connor said Forest are terrible at defending set pieces.
Fair. Okay. Yeah, they did. They conceded from one yesterday. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair enough.
Look at Connor Bradley. Is he the top Liverpool guy? Wow, he is.
That's impressive.
Looks like right backs just kill Man United. That's why.
Well, who plays left? They don't even have a left back, do they?
They don't even have one. Yeah.
Literally.
They don't have left side anything.
I was going to say, yeah, they literally have nothing on the left side.
Yeah. Who does play over there? Rashford? Does he start? I don't even...
Sometimes, yeah.
Literally don't even pay attention to Man United anymore.
Oh, Garnacho plays there sometimes, who's really good, but he plays on the right as well. So, yeah.
Rashford.
Lindelof playing left back. Oh my God, good luck. He can't even play. He's injured. So who literally now, who plays? Is Wan-Bissaka?
Man.
That's so crazy. They're literally all injured.
Does it feel like it happens every year with them, though?
It
just seems like the back line is just always banged up.
That's a good point. They're always quite old, though, as a defense. So
That's fair.
Yeah.
So you must say concede Robertson and Gomez playing versus United.
Wow, no Bradley.
Where is Malacia? You're right.
So there's a conspiracy. Ooh. That he's fallen off the face of the earth because, I don't know how true this is, but I've just seen rumors that he could be connected to that Quincy Promes case. I don't know. I don't know. I've seen rumors about that on Twitter or something along those lines. Obviously, they're both Dutch, and I know that doesn't necessarily mean anything, but I don't know. I saw something like that, but nothing's been said.
Okay. Like I had his card when he was back. Where was he previously?
Feyenoord.
Feyenoord? Yeah, that was one of my first U23 cards. I just printed rewards with that card.
He was insane.
He was so good. So good.
He really was.
Anyway. So, I don't even don't even know who this guy is. To prove how little I pay attention in the Prem.
Number nine for Fulham. He's looked really good. I thought he was supposed to be injured actually for yesterday's game, but it looks like he played. So he's done pretty well.
No, all right.
What'd you say? Sorry.
I said I just had no idea who he is.
Oh, you didn't know? Yeah, I don't know where he came from, if I'm being honest. But yeah, he's come out of nowhere and he's just kind of smashed.
Sorare at its finest. Ross Barkley, Erling Haaland, Nicholas Jackson, Bruno Fernandes, in that order. Then James Tarkowski.
That's funny. Kulusevski is like a double. Like, I don't even think he's... I mean, he came off the bench yesterday and it looked horrendous. There's no way he plays, I'm sorry. In my opinion.
Is that the Brennan talk?
It's that, and I obviously got rid of him a few months ago. And see, well, yeah, nah, he was fine. He was limping, and he's fine. He's fine. There's no way he's not going to play against his old club. There's literally no way, I promise you.
Does he celebrate?
No, no chance. Nah, his dad played. Nah, I don't think so.
His dad played for Forest?
Forest, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we have to deal with if you were to go into champions. Let's see. Grimaldo, Kane, Mbappe. Those are pretty good top three non-pro.
Stuttgart played Dortmund led. That's a nice little cancelization.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Interesting.
Who is that? Milinkovic Savic. That's the goalkeeper. That's actually his brother, I think. Like, I'm pretty sure it is.
It would be crazy if it wasn't.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, with that double barrel name.
Back.
Yeah, he's back, baby.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Look at the AA, though, Led. Like, 30 AA is a number nine.
Anyone selling some rent? God, these prices are weird.
Ooh, that could be you all over.
Can't do it. 30 AA. Two shots on target, seven attempted assists, big chance created.
That's insane, honestly. Like, for a number nine... Like, that's what Haaland aspires to be.
Mm-hmm.
Realistic.
12-4, right? Duels won.
Yeah, he is a beast, to be fair.
Genesis said there is literally zero chance Mbappe starts against Clermont.
Wow. I believe it.
Zero. Wow. Toby said it almost looked like Dragos yesterday. Did you see that?
No, I didn't, actually. Was that first half? I watched the second half.
Where is he? Of course, because I have Alexander Maxim.
Okay. I thought the other... I was on about somebody else.
Three big chances created.
Jeez.
Eight attempted assists. I'm fairly certain all of those were in the first half.
That is impressive. I'm not saying I've never seen it, but three big chances created is rare. Like, very rare. Wow, like so right.
Who blew them.
Oh, Lazar Markovic. What a player he used to be.
Yep, blowing chances here. Oh, Montero with another one. I was going to say he set up everyone. Yeah, there you go. He set up all three of these guys, and they all just left him hanging.
And he still managed.
Pass to Maxim. How about pass to Maxim?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see any big chances missed here. Anyway, sorry. Genesis says Mbappe's going to play tonight, and then the two against Barca. That's why he's not going to play against Clermont. That's fair.
Okay.
I think it's Daniel Voss season. Give it to me. Oh, Osipenko, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, he's challenger. That's why. Sorry.
Oh, right. Yeah.
There's Douglas Santos.
Fits. Okay.
Here's your boy, Sosa.
Oops, he plays this midweek against Sao Paulo in the Libertadores.
Okay. All right.
POV and Pabell, Saskai, Lassonet,
Kalashikov. Nothing crazy here.
So funny, not funny story. I was watching UR again this morning, and
God bless you.
I know. And Gustavsson was yanked off corners for the first half.
Really?
Ken Ewow, baby, he's back.
No.
Yeah, I swear, he's back. Yeah, he started the last two games. But he got subbed and then Gustavsson took him. But I don't think he scored very well today. I know it doesn't really matter, but I'm pretty sure Gustavsson couldn't have had a good score today. But yeah, he didn't take him when they were both on the field.
Interesting. Good to know. There's a lot of triple A's.
This is ridiculous. Yeah, compared to like Prem, I know it's just Prem, but there was like three or four in the Prem, or maybe a bit more. But like,
there's just so many more players here.
Right. Yeah.
Love to see the Franco Armani triple A.
That's beautiful. I don't think I've. That's the end. Yeah, there is. I was saying, I don't think I've ever had a triple A goalkeeper. If I'm being honest, so that's something to aspire for. But yeah, contenders looks pretty tough this weekend.
Yeah, always.
I say that though, Led. That video I made yesterday on the five things I was telling you I was going to make. On a bit of a side note, I went into limited contenders Division 4. Guess what the score was for the lowest tier 5 position? There was 418 prizes. Just give me a score that you think won, you know, a tier 5, basically.
258.
No, a bit higher than that.
358.
No. Like 293, I think it was.
93?
Just under 300. With a 50% bonus.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I was just a bit like, I don't know. I know they're tier 5, but that felt really low. Considering it was contenders, I assumed it was going to be crazy scores, but that was just a little side note.
Yeah, all right. Speaking of BCMs, AirPress said, I had clicked this week, 3 big chances created, had Benteke, 3 big chances missed. Would have won Challenger D2 if one came in. Yeah. Benteke's got a little Haaland in him that he's going to have more big chances because he's right place, right time.
Mm-hmm. MLS forwards are a weird place right now. Really strange.
Yeah. Agent Cooper said, it bugs me how you can pass the ball 2 yards and get an assist if the striker bangs it from 30 yards, but another player can create 4 big chances and the striker misses them all. It's just the way the game's played. Just the way it works, unfortunately. Yeah. Let's see. Challengers. Oh, Bwanga. No, there's Rasmussen. Yeah. I was saying that, yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Look at that. Biscagli that high, just home against AZ.
That's when you know you're just a certified smasher in this game, aren't you?
Yep.
He really is. Wendell led. Okay. Okay. Triple A. Is he a triple A?
So when did he go to the harder league?
Never.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is nuts.
Like, it's a little bit of, I mean, obviously the levels are different, but this feels like a Grimaldo thing.
What we're saying is the Portuguese league is so much easier than the championship, right? Not so much, but like kind of is. I know he's playing with better players and he's on a more dominant team.
I was going to say, do you think he scores league like this at Leeds? Like he's playing in like the top team.
Maybe. That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, he probably does score like that at least, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Sven Van Beek. Where is he? There he is.
Big Sven. Sara. No double game weeks to worry about this weekend, Led, I don't think. Yeah. Which is always nice.
All the Feyenoord boys against Ajax.
Yeah, Painsil, AAA. Taking sets.
Called in Somerville. There you go.
Galled the first double. Back as well, by the way, Led.
What's that?
Somerville's back.
Is he?
Yeah.
Sort of like tough matchups, too.
I know. Yeah. He did that in a double game week as well, 95-80, which in a way is actually quite annoying.
Yeah.
Especially the 95 comes first. You can't better it. So
you can't really get better. You're right.
That's annoying.
Okay. This is outrageous.
What do you think it should be better?
Quadruple A. I'm with Toby here. Yeah, it feels wrong. Agent Cooper said there's an argument that Portugal is the most lopsided main European league in terms of how bad the bottom half teams are. I don't know. It feels weird because they have like 3.5 good teams at the top. Mm-hmm. Like obviously the bottom is bad, I guess, but like it's not like they have one team or two teams.
There's a couple that just dominate. Yeah.
I don't know. actually, let's do U23 quickly. Cole Palmer at the top, Paul Jolly, Saka. Yeah, those are a good three.
Not a bad three there.
There's Gallagher. Have you never had a Musiala?
No.
Huh.
I know. I've somehow avoided him and Vert all this long. I don't know how. Do I know how? Yeah, there was a time where I paid a lot of money, I think, for Pedri. And like that could have been the time where I would have got, you know, either Pedri or one of those two, maybe. I don't remember all their prices at the time, but yeah, they would have all been around the same thing. And yeah, I don't know. I just went with Pedri and obviously that didn't go well.
It feels like a card, either one of them, that you would have won at some point.
No, I've never really won a really good card from under 23 rep pro or plus other than Vinny.
Yeah.
But I won Gakpo when he was like Gakpo.
Yeah.
Which was great, obviously, at the time, but never had any longevity. Whereas, like, I would have loved to have won, like a Vert or something, because they've just been good for ages, right?
For ages. And they still have so much time.
Oh, so much. Honestly. Yeah, I know. I don't know how I've really avoided it. But the one with Vert for me is like, he probably moves. Vert. I think Vert moves in the summer somewhere. Whereas I don't know if Musiala does. So
yeah,
he'd probably be the one I'd actually go for if I had the money right now. But
All right, let's do cap of 44. That was Nicholas Jackson right there. Has he turned it on a little bit?
I don't know. I didn't think he had. Well, okay. Yeah, that's not bad.
No.
No AA really, but
no, never.
Okay.
I don't know. Porteous, and then a bunch of guys I don't know. What is Kevin Paredes up to these days?
He's been playing like Cam a lot of the time. Left attacking mid. Interesting.
Silly. All right. I won his card once early on, and it was like huge.
Yeah, he was good. I remember having his card for DC.
Mm-hmm.
He was real good. Yeah. Oh, Evian and Haig both. Jesus,
this has to change. I haven't put my predictions in yet, but that'll change. It's coming, Toby. It's coming. Don't worry. All right. Anything else we want to look at?
I can't think of too much.
We didn't look at prize pools at all, mostly because it's just such a ball ache to go through each. I actually tried to do it yesterday and they weren't updated.
I was going to say, yeah, they're all the same. Every division just looks the same, I think.
They're just showing, I'm hoping mm-hmm. they're showing just the D1, Division 1 rewards. I hope. If they were showing Division 4 rewards, then we are all going to make a ton of money this weekend. But let me just quickly look in. Classic season, prize pool. Yeah. Fairly certain they're not giving out a star, two stars in Division 4 of champion rare. So
probably not.
Sorry.
We do have the last week of the MLS Special Weekly, which is...
Well, that's right. That's right.
Say farewell to that this weekend. $3,500 for the winner of the rare.
That's right. It's the biggest one, right?
$1,800 for limited. Yeah. $4,000 for super rare. Wow.
Congrats to Pranksy.
Yeah.
Who do you think has the best pick score for Sora Sevens on Sunday?
That's funny.
I need to see the teams. I
saw that. The matchups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sign me up for Haber banging in a few. So that's it. Cool. All right. Thank you everybody for joining. If you could please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Shout out to Quinny. And get started now because we saw last week how long it takes to set these lineups. And then don't forget how long it takes to then put them into SoRare. And if anybody wants that export button, just hit them up on Twitter or wherever and just say, hey, it would be really great if we could just import our lineups from SoRare data. That's all they need. Anyway, thank you, everybody, and good luck this week.